Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line is retired Buffalo FBI Special Agent Michael Lewicki, who is helping us understand and joining us with some of the reaction to that independent report that recommends basically a complete overhaul of Secret Service leadership after reviewing the security failures that led to the near assassination attempt of Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Michael, thanks for being with me this morning. All right, this assassination attempt, I mean, the Secret Service, their preparation and response, obviously talked about a lot after that happened in mid-July. Now we have this report that kind of confirms what a lot of people were thinking, and that is that this was not the best moment for the Secret Service, and it might have been prevented.
You're right. Good morning, Brian. Yeah, the panel cited, quite frankly, things that we already knew. Everything from communication issues to inexperienced agents with minimal site advance work, and the need for more training. We all knew that. Basically, what Secret Service agents that I know are telling me is that the problem goes much, much deeper.
How much deeper? In that report, it said without any reforms, another Butler can and will happen again. What type of reforms are they talking about? What type of reforms do you think are possible?
Well, for starters, they feel that the Secret Service should be moved back under the Treasury Department. They feel that the Department of Homeland Security is way too large of a bureaucracy, and that the Secret Service is having to compete with too many other agencies for appropriations and manpower. The agents I spoke to cited the need for a major increase of funding and pointed out that something that I wasn't aware of, that only 30% of the Secret Service budget is directed toward protection.
I mean, that's interesting. You would think what? I mean, a lot of people would say 100% should be directed toward protection. I mean, what else is it directed toward?
I have no idea, but 30%, you're right, is a very, very low percentage that's being directed toward toward protection alone. I think probably the investigative arm of the Secret Service, which some people don't even realize that they do, but that's how they started as an investigative agency. Protection became secondary. And now it's just flipped over, and it's primary. But they cited a lot of other things, Brian. They cited the need for reduced travel stress, and they have something called ROTA. ROTA stands for Rational Temporary Assignment, which is an unscheduled 2-week protection assignment that could be anywhere in the world. They signed up for that, but today. And that should only be 20% of their travel time. I'm told that today it's more like 50 to 60% or even higher. And this causes major stress on families, and I'm told a major cause of their resignations. Incidentally, the other thing I didn't know was that the Secret Service has the highest divorce rate among all federal agencies, and mostly due to travel.
Wow. So from what it sounds like and agents you've talked to, and this report really, you know, zeroes in, says it needs an overhaul from the top down. But it sounds like a lot of agents say, well, we need support from the bottom up to really be able to reform things and do the job right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Overall, the agents I know basically have lost faith in their leadership. Which they tell me started with the hiring of former director Cheadle. They all feel the new director should be someone from within the agency, or a former director to refocus the agency, someone that has a better understanding of the issues that they face on a daily basis. I was happy to see last night on the news that the current acting director. Told his Secret Service employees that he himself had reservations about some of the panel's recommendations, specifically those regarding a reorganization that would elevate protection operations and basically diminish their investigative function. They don't want that. But I'm glad he said that, because that's exactly what the agents that I spoke to had a major issue with as well.
We're speaking with retired Buffalo FBI Special Agent Michael Lewicki. You know, Michael, in your career in law enforcement and even with the FBI, and you know, even talking to others, so whether it's Secret Service agents or anyone else you know in law enforcement, is there the difference? You mentioned that there was a lack of faith in leadership after former Director Cheadle was hired. Is there a difference, and how much do the agents pay attention when you have somebody in a leadership position where there's a question of, you know, these appointments can happen in a lot of different ways, right? They could happen, as you mentioned, a former agent gets appointed. It's somebody who would, you know, kind of naturally be seen as a leader. Or, you know, sometimes they could be more politically motivated. How much do agents pay attention to that and notice it, and how does it have an impact in the field?
Well, agents pay a lot of attention to that. You know, I know that, you know, the same feeling was with agents within the FBI when Louis Free was the director of the FBI. There was a marked difference between when the time that he was the director and the time that that Comey was the director. Free had he was with the Justice Department, and he had an inside view of what the day-to-day issues are, and he attacked them, quite frankly, differently. That goes a long way with agents, no matter what federal agency you're with.
Well, we appreciate the time, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving your insight and the insight of others you've spoken with. Michael Lewicki is a retired Buffalo FBI special agent joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.